It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. The GOP tax cut bill hit a little snag on the Senate floor last night. Aides have been trying to write in some last-minute deals that Mitch McConnell and President Trump hope can get a final tax deal done eventually with the House. Well, speaking of the House, residents of Puerto Rico are concerned about a provision tucked into the House's version of that tax cut bill, slapping a tax on products made in Puerto Rico but exported to the U.S. mainland. Here's the mayor of San Juan, Carmen Yulín Cruz, on MSNBC early this week.
It puts an excise tax, an import tax on products and services for Puerto Rico, 20%. This would be a much more devastating blow to our economy than Irma and Maria put together.
A stark warning from the mayor of San Juan there, but not everyone in Puerto Rico is as scared as she is. Is this devastating 20% tax on Puerto Rico real, or is it just some tricky accounting from House Republicans? Kate Long is founder of Puerto Rico Clearinghouse. They're a research firm for bondholders. Kate, what exactly is this excise tax? How would it work?
Basically, it treats Puerto Rico, which is an unincorporated territory of the United States, as a foreign entity, and basically would put Puerto Rico on par with Singapore or any other foreign nation as U.S. manufacturers produce goods there and then import them back into the United States. Puerto Rico is not a foreign entity, so it's not likely this provision will stay in the tax code.
You think it won't stay in the final version of the bill?
No, I mean, there's several things about it. One is that I don't think anyone in Congress really wants to put pressure economically on Puerto Rico now, but Puerto Rico has a very unique status compared to either states or foreign countries. And I think the intent is to wait till conference committee and then figure out a way to, once the final text is in place, to accommodate the needs of Puerto Rico.
Are you suggesting that House lawmakers put this excise tax in as sort of a budget line, a revenue raiser, with the understanding, the wink and the nod, that it would come out eventually?
That, or even more aggressively, to use it as a bargaining chip when they're, you know, trying to get Democrats to, you know, either accept certain provisions of the law or back off others. Speaker Ryan has worked very actively last year putting together PROMESA, which is the law that imposed an oversight board on Puerto Rico and created a debt restructuring framework. And members of the House, and to a lesser extent in the Senate, are very familiar with the fiscal and economic problems of Puerto Rico. And they really don't have, as far as I know, times I've been on the Hill and talking to people, don't have a desire to, you know, push Puerto Rico off the cliff here.
Still, it makes you wonder why lawmakers, even if it is just a bargaining chip, would put an excise tax like this in a bill in the first place. I mean, you would never see such a thing between states. In fact, that would be unconstitutional. But this is allowed because it's Puerto Rico?
Your reasoning is right there, Todd. I think that if Congress, for some strange reason, did try and institute this excise tax, the Puerto Rican government would go to federal court and say, you know, you can't treat us as a foreign nation because we're part of America. Puerto Rico also has an unbelievably great resident commissioner, Jennifer Gonzalez, who has actively worked with all the leadership in Congress tirelessly. She's brought them to Puerto Rico since Maria. I'm much less worried about this provision than others.
Still, if there are industries that are nervous here that a 20% excise tax is even in a bill like this, what are those industries? What companies are watching this?
About 10% of U.S. pharmaceuticals are produced in Puerto Rico, and that's either prescription pills or medical devices. So the pharmaceutical industry has a huge stake in this game, and they've been lobbying on the Hill to make sure that either this current status quo is maintained in terms of tax treatment on their income coming back, or some kind of equally preferential treatment.
You're suggesting it's pretty unlikely that, given the breadth and the depth of this tax bill, that House Republicans would stick it to pharmaceutical companies here.
No, I don't think so. Puerto Rico, if they crash Puerto Rico's economy, then basically the U.S. Treasury is going to have to pick up the pieces and pay for it.
Kate Long with Puerto Rico Clearinghouse. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.